الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا المصطفى الأمين وعلى آل بيته الطاهرين. وصحبه الغر المحجلين وعلى التابعين وتابع التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. First of all, I would like to thank the Islamic Culture Center and Sheikh Bahambu and all of you. Indeed, it is the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be united for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الله سبحانه وتعالى سدنا القرآن أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ربي سبحانه وتعالى in this very ayah said لقد من الله الله سبحانه وتعالى has favored الله سبحانه وتعالى has honored الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed the mu'minis when he sent them Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi. And he is the greatest blessing for us in our dunya and in our akhirah. And yes, we say in dunya and in akhirah because in that very authentic narration when Sayyidi Ja'far al-Tayyar radiyallahu anhu alayhi salam became shaheed in the battle of Mu'ta. Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit the children of Sayyidina Ja'far alayhi salam. And when he went there, he was kissing the children and he was crying. And that was not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with children, he's always smiling, he's always laughing, he's always playing and he's always joking salawat rabbi wa salamu alayhi. And this is in the contrary of some of our understanding when we speak about Jalal and Haiba and respect and honor. We think someone has to be in the same level with everyone. No. Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with children, he was very much trying to play with them. And in fact, it was narrated that he was, when he was carrying Sayyid al-Hassan and Hussein in his shoulder alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi radiallahu anhu said, نعم ال said لقد ركبتم نعم المركب. He said you are riding the best one that you can ride, speaking about Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ونعم الراكبينهما, and they are the best one to ride as well salawat rabbi wa salamu alayh. But when he was visiting Sayyidi Ja'far's children, he was crying. So Sayyida Asma bint Umays radiallahu anha knew there is something here. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is crying, then there is something behind this. So she said to Sayyidi sallallahu alaihi wa ala alih, when she was looking at him, she said, أَوَقَدْ أَصَابَ جَعْفَرٌ شَيْئًا. Did something wrong happen to Ja'far? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, قُتِلَ Ja'far. Ja'far was killed. He became shaheed. So she became very much shocked. And she said, how am I going to deal with these children in the absence of their father? So Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كيف وأنا وليهما في الدنيا والآخرة. Said, how can you be worried about them? And I am their sponsor in dunya and in akhira. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our dunya he is our guide, and in akhira he is our shafi'. So coming to this very day, the day of Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not an irrelevant today as many people say. No, it is very much important because it is the beginning of khair, as Imam Hakim rahmatullahi alayhi narrated in his Mustadrak. Sayyidina Al-Abbas radiyallahu anhu alayhi salam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذن لي, said, Ya Rasulullah, give me a permission to praise you. So Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ لَفُضَّفُوكَ, say ya Abbas. So Sayyidina Al-Abbas said in that very poem, وَأَنْتَ لَمَّا وُلِدْتَ أَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَضَاءَتْ بِنُورِهَا الْأُفُقُ فَنَحْنُ فِي ذَلِكَ الضِّيَاءُ وَفِي النُّورِ سُبْلَ الرَّشَادِ نَخْتَرِقُ. He said, when you were born, he said, speaking about Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the earth was full of light and the horizon was illuminated. And he said, since then we are in this bath of guidance. We are penetrating all the paths of guidance through the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And we say, maybe we have different ways of expressing this love. Imam Ibn al-Banna Sarqasti rahmatullahi alayh said, our ways of expressing our loves are very different. But he said, our ways of expressing of love is different, but your beauty, ya Allah, is one. And subhanaka rabbi, speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we cannot pass this without speaking about what is happening right now in the world. It is very much important to express about these evil things that are some very ill people are doing in the name of Islam, and sometimes they claim defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They claim they are defending Islam by killing people, by distracting people, by making all this chaos which is happening in the world. And it is very much important for us to speak about the rahmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is happening is becoming the biggest fitna for mu'minis everywhere. And the first victims of what is happening is we as Muslims. It is not Mr. X or Mr. Y. It is we as Muslims who are suffering from this nonsense acts. And when we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected you from anything and everything. And this is what we know. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily we know it hurts you what they say about you. And Allah said, verily they are not, their problem is not with you, their problem is with me. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. And we cannot use the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make damage. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been said a lot of things about him, but all the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about rahmah. About rahmah. And Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala has ended Surah At-Tawbah when he said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah has blessed you with a messenger among yourselves. It is dear to him what you go through. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He cares about you. He didn't say about mu'minis. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He cares about everyone, salawat Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. That's why all what we see in the Quran is Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calm down. Look at Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَعَلَّكَ بَاقِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Why are you too hard on yourself? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all what he was saying was, even the kuffar of Quraysh, those who are standing against him, salawat Rabbi wa salamu alayhi, those who are saying all the lies about him, salawat Rabbi wa salamu alayhi, those who are accusing him, and yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, guide my people, verily they don't know the truth. Not only he was making dua for them, but he was making excuses for them. And that's why subhanallah, one thing that is very evident in the rahmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what has been narrated by Imam Ahmad and An-Nisa'i. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every Nabi has a dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, and all the anbiya, they have used their dua, except me, I have saved it for my ummah in Yawm al-Qiyamah. And even sometimes, Salat is one of the most important. In fact, it is the pillar of Islam. It was narrated once, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, when he was late. And he was the muadhin for Salat al-Fajr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Bilal, ma abta'ak. Ya Bilal, why were you late? So he said, Ya Rasulullah, in my way, so Sayyida Fatima alayha salam. And he said, she was having two things. She was looking after Al-Hassan and this alayhi salam, and at the same time she was trying to grind the yukin, the raha, a kind of machine that they used to use. They didn't have the flour that they can buy at any time from the Sanisberries. They used to take the wheat, the grains, and they used to work hard. So when he saw her, Sayyidina Bilal said, I said, either I will do the baking for you, or I will look after your son. So she said, I know how to deal with my son. So which means come and help him with the other things. So when he came, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, Ya Rasulullah, I saw this. So that's why I was late. So Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Bilal, Rahimtaha rahimakallah. Rahimtaha rahimakallah. Rahimtaha rahimakallah. This issue of rahmah is what we need to spread now as Muslims among ourselves. And I do say, sometimes we speak about even dialogue and interfaith, which is very much good, but it should be something between us as Muslims. We should do more. Someone should arrange within his house first, and then you go outside. Someone, one of our salihin, said people, they were blaming him so much, because all what he speak about is, wherever he goes, is Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So he said a very beautiful poem answering this. He said, قَالُوا تُحِبُّ مُحَمَّدًا فَأَجَبْتُهُمْ إِنِّي بِحُبِّ مُحَمَّدٍ أَتَعَبَّدُ. أحببت فيه كرامتي وهدايتي وشفاعتي من شر نار توقد وتطاول بين الأنام بأنني من أمة فيها النبي محمد. Said, you always blame me, you always say you've got nothing to speak about other than Muhammad. So he said, no, it's not only I speak about Muhammad or I love Muhammad, but he said, I worship Allah by loving Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallam barik alayhi wa ala alayhi. Allahumma salli wa sallam. أكرمك الله وبارك فيك وزادك إن شاء الله من نوره. Verily the salawat upon Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest ibadah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to send salawat upon you, so how we should send salawat upon you, Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, قول اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. So سبحانك ربي. If there is anything that should not only Muslims but all humanity, if there is anything that will unite us, is wallahi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alayhi. It is our fault as Muslims that we didn't present Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how we can present him if we don't know him? Wallahi al-azim, this is the problem that we have got. You know, when Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ in Surah Al-Anbiya, we didn't send you other than mercy for all the worlds. Wallahi, he didn't say to the Muslims. Wallahi, he didn't say to the mu'mins. He said, even he didn't say to humanity, to all the worlds. رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ. And this is what he said in the battle of Uhud. When he was bleeding, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayh. When he was injured, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayh. When he saw Sayyidi al-Abbas, the one that he loved, Sayyidi Hamza, the one that he loved very much, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayh, killed and slaughtered in the worst and human way. In some narration, he said, this was one of the most difficult days in my life, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayh. Then they told him, Ya Rasulullah, ala tad'u alayhim. Why don't you make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to punish these people? He said, ma ursiltu la'anan wala fahishan. Said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send me to curse people. Said, innama ana rahmatun muhdat. I am nothing other than rahmah that Allah has sent me as a gift to all mankind. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Ya la Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So what does this day mean to us? It is a day that we should share with everyone. It is a day that we should say, this is the day that the nur of Allah has started. In fact, it is not even this day. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran about Isa alayhi salam saying, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, said, one of the purposes of my mission is to glad tide people by a prophet that will come after me. His name is Ahmed. Subhanaka Rabbi, how much is the time between Isa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam? There is nothing wrong with answering me, by the way. 600 years or more. Imagine, subhanallah, if a guest is going to come to you and someone says, if they give you, mashallah, if they are generous enough, they will give you 2 weeks, 3 weeks time. Imagine more than 600 years. This is the coming of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. Allah has blessed you with a nur, with Sayyidi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So, Isa alayhi salam said, a prophet after me, his name is Ahmed, will be sent to you. Subhanaka Rabbi. Subhanaka Rabbi. Ibrahim alayhi salam, at the very beginning, thousands of years ago, he said, رَبَّنَا وَبَعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ. Oh Allah, send them a messenger among them who can teach them the book, who can purify them, who can teach them wisdom. Subhanaka Rabbi. That's why he said, salawat Rabbi wa salamu alayhim, when he was asked, he said, أَنَا دَعْوَةُ أَبِي Ibrahim. I am the dua of my father Ibrahim. وَبِشَارَةُ أَخِي عِيسَى, and the glad tidings of my brother Isa. وَرُؤْيَا أُمِّي أَلَّتِي رَأَتْ نُورًا رَأَتْ بِهِ قُصُورَ الشَّامِ وَكَذَلِكَ أُمَّهَاتُ النَّبِيِّينَ يَرَيْنَ. I am the glad tidings of my brother. I'm the dua of my father Ibrahim. I'm a glad tidings of my brother Isa. And I am the dream of my mom. When she gave birth to me, she saw a noor came out of her and she could see the palaces of Sham. And this noor, and this hidayah, when Allah bless you with something, you share it with others. And you enjoy this noor. And I will say to myself and to all my brothers and my sisters, are you counting the 10 minutes or not yet? Okay, alhamdulillah. I say to all of us, you know, enjoying the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this kind of gathering is very much important for us to express our gratitude to Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remember these days. ذلك ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. These are the signs of Rabbi سبحانه وتعالى. And Rabbi سبحانه وتعالى said, قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا. Allah said, say to them, with the grace and the blessing of Allah and with the rahmah of Allah, they should rejoice, they should express their happiness. And the whole purpose of this deen is to make me happy. If that is not the case, then there is no need for the deen. That's why Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala said, طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. Said, we didn't send this Quran to you in order to make your life difficult. Not at all. So subhanallah, we shouldn't make things difficult for us. We should, subhanallah, try as much as we can. As much as we can to understand each other. If Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, جَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. We made you tribes and nations so that you know each other. So what about many people who say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So first of all, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this occasion an occasion of rahmah and mercy inshallah with the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala united the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us anwar and barakat. May Rabbi subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this gathering. Jazakum Allahu khairan and do forgive me. Barakallahu fikum.